Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But isn't Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. Voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up, for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, what's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exists? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple makes such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Moon Day. Every time I say that, I think of the Moonies. Moon Day, or as some people refer to it, Monday. Is there any day of the week that doesn't end in day? I guess not. It is the 3rd of March, 2014. And I have Ron McDonald on with me today. Hello, Ron McDonald.
Hello, John. How was your weekend? Did you have one?
No. Is that what happens Monday? That means the weekend preceded that?
That's supposed to mean that.
Oh, hell. I didn't even notice. I've been working so much that I don't... What day is this? Monday? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Any rate, program announcement. Starting the 10th, and it doesn't look like his radio equipment is going to arrive in time, Ben Swan, he's just going to have to do his show by Skype, I'm afeared, for a couple of days until the equipment gets over to him and hooked up. But he will be in studio here Wednesday. And, it's one of those days that I'm not going to really take off, but I'm not going to be behind a microphone because Mr. Swan will be behind this very microphone. So looking forward to that. Anyhow... I literally ran into the broadcast room. Several things we want to go over today. And did you hear this one, by the way? Supreme Court shoots down state's fight for gun rights. This deals with specifically the Montana. You know, the deal where, hey, if we make the ammunition here, we make the guns here, and they're interstate.
Or yeah, intrastate.
Intrastate. There we go. Yeah, we're going to get into that intra thing here in a second as well, at any rate, in another court case. But apparently, the Supreme Court of the United States, and this comes from an attitude that we are supreme. We're the supreme beings. We're the supreme owners of everybody. We can pass laws that fly in the face of the Constitution. We're supposed to be here to protect and defend. And you don't like it? Lump it. Well, for right now, contending it's fruitless to expect that the federal government would rein in its own lust for tyranny, an instigator of years-long conflict with Washington over the Interstate Commerce Clause says the battle is over, at least for right now. Gary Marbut, president of the Montana Shooting Sports Association, said the lawsuit he and his organization brought to uphold the state's rights on weapons will not be considered at the Supreme Court. The court's willingness to take the case itself leaves standing a decision by the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals that upheld a lower court's decision to throw out Montana's Firearms Freedom Act. The law states that firearms made and kept in Montana are exempt from federal regulation under the Commerce Clause, which gives the federal government authority to regulate commerce only among the states. And that's state to state, folks. In a posting to supporters, Marbut wrote that the case is now at the end of the road, but a movement has been spawned. The Montana Firearms Freedom Act, he said, caught a sympathetic wave as the first legislation of its type in the U.S. Well, evidently, a lot of other states thought it was a good idea as well. It was cloned and enacted in 8 other states and cloned and introduced in legislatures or about 23 other states, almost half the country. Marbut said it's clear that a majority of the states of the U.S. are operating under the same frustration with a run-amok federal government as is Montana. Further, the MFFA inspired a whole wave of other freedom acts, such as the Lightbulb Freedom Act, the Whiskey Freedom Act, the Tobacco Freedom Act, the Healthcare Freedom Act, and others, inspired by the MFFA. The U.S. is now alive with nullification efforts at the state level, state efforts telling the federal government, get off me, I can't breathe. Now, all of that activity, Marbut said, that was mine. Story said government to back off. Now, all of that activity, Marbut said, means there's a need for the Supreme Court to step into this general controversy. Be careful what you ask for. If it has any hope to maintain respect for his historic but abandoned turf, is any sort of check on other federal branches. The epic trip to the U.S. Supreme Court and the court's rejection of this MSSA versus Holder have finally persuaded me that it is fruitless to expect any part of the federal government to control the lust for centralized and tyrannical power that our federal government displays. Now, Ron, that's a mouthful there, because how many things is the United States government doing that the Supreme Court has ruled on wrongly or decided not to make a ruling at all and accept the case?
How many? Infinite, to my knowledge.
We could probably spend the next 10 years of our lives researching and coming up with a list.
One always has to keep their sight on the jurisdiction that these cases are heard in. And it'll always go back to what is the consideration in the contract. That will always be your unredeemable or irredeemable notes that we use as money in this country. Therefore, the U.S. is under the commerce. That's where it is. And why would the Supreme Court interfere with commerce activity? That's a legitimate jurisdiction for the United States.
Well, and Ron, that's a mouthful you just said, because what is the one thing that they really do need to maintain its control? I mean, we're talking about central planning, central power, central banking, central everything. I mean,
right.
I mean, how much closer to communist Russia do you actually need until we call ourselves the USSR of A or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Well, we already passed that flag years ago, decades ago.
You know, I'm really tired of talking about this. I mean, can we all just sign a petition, send it to Washington, D.C., and tell them to, what would be a polite term?
I know a non-polite term.
Well, I know a boatload of those. And we really mean it, too. But see, here's the deal. What do we keep doing? Rather than empowering the states and its people that reside therein, notice I use residents there, that live in the sovereign states. See, this is what the federal, this is what this comes down to. We are not sovereign. That is the contention. They control through Commerce Clause and a bunch of other things. That's why with the case of the Affordable Care Act, I'm sorry, what did I just say? what was the first shot that was fired over the bow? It said something to the effect of, well, we can do this under the Commerce Clause. Whoops. I guess they couldn't. All right, let's take this break. A lot of stuff coming your way, folks. We'll break for three.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Now, as the creator of the Constitution and the federal government, only states may properly or practically do that. Do what? Any branch thereof to be a judge of what powers the states have delegated to the federal government in the Constitution. Now, By abandoning any meaningful standard for the substantiality of an intrastate activity effects on the interstate commerce, the court has enabled the Congress to draw the circle broadly enough to cover, I like how that term is used, activity that when viewed in isolation would have no substantial effect on interstate commerce at all. Now, representatives for the 12 states told the High Court at least that much. The states were Utah, Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Idaho, Kansas, Michigan, Nebraska, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, and Wyoming. Now, the Montana group had petitioned the High Court to hear the case, arguing the federal bureaucracy has no authority to impose restrictions on a firearm made, sold, and kept inside Montana. That makes sense, but from the federal standpoint, that big wide circle that we control everything that you do within your state. See this? And where we're going to get a clarification from that? Eric Holder? That whatever goes on within that state is the state's business and not that of the federal government's, period. But you see, they have set up all kinds of federal bureaucracies, the bat faggots, B-A-T-F-E, and they added explosives in there as well. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms that was born out of what? We have too many federal personnel because when Prohibition went bye-bye, we had to find something else to regulate. Oh, firearms. There we go. All of your little bureaucrats are still going to have a check coming in the mail. Ta-da! Man, can we just, like, all of us, just close our eyes and click our ruby red slippers and just make them go away? Can we try that at least?
Well, I'm for it if it'll work.
Can we engineer a treaty or a deal to sell off the 11 square, including the monuments and the taxpayer paid for museums up there? Can we just like make China a deal and just sell it off to them? You know, maybe they can set that up in an amusement park. You have a corresponding height, like say from the George Washington Memorial. And wouldn't that make a great sky ride? You just erect something, string a cable, and you can see Washington from high above. There's any number of things that can be done with Washington, D.C. Because, folks, the way I'm looking at it right now, I don't even know what the hell to say anymore. With all the absolute in-your-face garbage. It'd be one thing, I guess, Ron, if the government would come out and make declarations. Well, look, you anti-government extremist, this is why we're now a democracy. This is why. And what we're doing is justified because the Constitutional Republic no longer stands. Let them make a declaration like that. Just might as well.
You know, it's insanity, and I don't know how many of the listeners respect the Supreme Court, but why would anyone give credibility to the Supreme Court? It usually turns everyone down when it comes to a basic right, an inherent right. You're once not going to get a fair application of the real law if you go to the very one that's in favor of the federal government.
If
just my point of view, John. My point of view.
Well, one that's respected by a lot of people. By the way, the state of Montana also argued that the independent power of the state serves as a check on the power of the federal government. Check, please. Let me leave my tip and gratuity to the income tax people and pay all my relevant taxes that I shouldn't be paying. And stepping, fetching, and saluting to Uncle Sammy, following orders I should never be following because I should have never been asked in the first place. Now, if the states are to serve as a real check or control on federal overreaching, then this court's Commerce Clause jurisprudence, or should we say more specifically, its necessary and proper clause jurisprudence, must provide enforceable limits that are more than just oratory. This is especially true at the outer limits where, as here, Congress tries to regulate purely intrastate activity. in the areas of criminal law and social police, where states lay claim by right of history and expertise, according to the state. Now, it is long past time for the federal government and lower courts to stop using their own precedents as a license to engage in pure conjecture as to the substantial effects on interstate commerce. Jeez, oh, Pete, let me stop here. What would you say with any business, and I don't care if it's in Cincinnati, Ohio, or Mogadishu, Hawaii, don't care. What is the one thing, Ron McDonald, that has affected commerce and business cycles for about 100 years?
The outcome of using Federal Reserve notes, inflation, deflation, recessions, you name it.
Give that man a Cupid doll. And that's exactly right. And on this one single issue alone, you know, I was actually listening to Patriot on XM Sirius, and I'll think of the guy's name in a second. He sounds a hell of a lot like Sean Hannity. But he actually had Schiff on today, and they were talking about real gold and silver and real money, and I'm listening to this, and I'm really fascinated that they're going to be talking about things like this. And Schiff launches into this thing about democracy, and I thought, uh-oh, here it comes. And he said, well, wait a minute, we have a constitution, and the constitution, the people that were in on that to form this form of government, we did a republic, not a democracy. And I about fell off my chair to hear the host agree with that. And I was like, now we're getting someplace. Because all of this left-right paradigm crap and look what those liberals are doing over there, it's almost passé or does no good, as we're learning repeatedly, that the one thing that nullifies all this political falderal is the Constitution. So you see, Ron, when they did these stupid commerce clause and overreaching and overstepping their bounds even on something like that, that's stealing freedom and liberty. And the one perfect thing to pull down the Federal Reserve and, well, undo their charter with us would be your number one job was to give us a stable currency. How's that been working out for us? If you consider year after year erosion by inflation or devaluation of that dollar, how exactly have you given me a stable dollar? And the argument was given that, look, you know, under circumstance where the value of things do not change, Ron, if say that you had a house and I bought a house from you and I agreed to, by way of land contract, agreed to a price on this, would you be able to come back to me at the end of that contract and go, well, wait a minute, due to inflation, you don't owe me $150,000, you now owe me $230,000. See where the problem comes in, folks? And how this elastic currency covers up so much of their problems?
Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You know, a little bit more on this. It's long past time for the federal government and the lower courts to stop using, as we said, their own precedents as a license to engage in pure conjecture. Among the powers not delegated to the federal government was the power to regulate the health, safety, and morals of the people. The so-called police powers. It contends those always belong to the states. Really? Then let me refer back to what this story is about. Them claiming that they can claim intrastate and control what goes on within the state. So, at the time, by the way, Montana entered into the Union, no federal regulations on firearms and ammunition even existed. So it would be impossible for the parties to intend the wholly interstate manufacture of firearm or ammunition would be subject to federal regulation. This impossibility also extends to the parties being able to see 50 years into the future to intend that the unforeseen change in the Commerce Clause jurisprudence would limit the ability of Montana citizens from these activities. So, here again, we go back to, you know, other cases. You know, the healthcare thing. Have you been Have you been paying any attention, Ron, to what the talking heads on the mainstream media have been saying about Obamacare?
Not really. I've been busy.
Oh, it just amounts to states that cannot perform their function to sign people up. That's it. Not the overwhelming majority, if we're really in our democracy here. Can you hear us now? Over 51% of us, by far, have said, we don't want your Obamacare. Your Affordable Care Act, you lying sacks of doo-doo, has been anything but. It's afforded the insurance companies to enrich themselves. It's afforded the federal government to take more control over what obviously should be that of the people to do for themselves. But Big Brother knows better. We're from the government and we're here to help.
You know, one of the things that I first learned when I was researching is what commerce actually is and what the right of the federal government is to regulate that commerce. And commerce is nothing more than a continuous line. And I don't care if it's a telephone line, a telegraph line, a sewer line, all the different lines, inclusive of a citizenship line that goes right from D.C. out to every area. And that's their right to control that artificial veil that's placed over a human being. It's all in commerce.
Well, and for years and years and years, they enjoyed the ability to regulate over what? The 11-square-mile area.
Right.
Forts and military installations. Things of that sort. And nobody ever argued that. But then they just took that kind of fanciful notion and says, well, we need to do it with everything and everybody. Doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter if it's health care, firearms. Doesn't matter if it's your Fourth Amendment right against unreasonable searches and seizures. I don't care what it is.
Right. And you know, the other thing to also keep in mind is, what is citizenship of the United States? If you'll see naturalization, it's used in the Lex Mercatorium as coming out of the jurisdiction of maritime law. It's law on the high seas. That's what a citizen is to the United States. So you're in commerce right from the tag of being a U.S. citizen.
And which illustrates more than ever, folks, they own it all, including you, by means of toxic currency. You're going to use that currency to conduct what? Oh, commerce. Oh, well, we control the instrument of which you pay each other. So, ta-da, here we are. And since you're doing that, folks, goody gumdrop for us, we get to say, we have a further say, extra constitutional say, in how you're going to conduct business. Ron, I think people really don't really grasp what the federal government has done by making everybody a U.S. citizen. That centralization of power that I spoke about.
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, one has to look at what is a citizen in a corporate veil. The United States is a corporation. We know that. It's in Title 18. It's Bouvier's Law Dictionary. A corporation is an artificial being. It's an artificial person. What it creates, it owns. Would you agree with that or disagree with that?
I would agree with that.
Yeah, because that's what corporate policy is all about. And what's the purpose of a corporation? To make profit.
No. Just not maintain profit. To increase profit.
Absolutely. That is the goal. Have we seen that happening? Well, the first things the United States had done is create these quasi-corporations to do that on behalf of the United States, but not on behalf of the people of the United States. So we've been scammed, and we've been placed in a veil over us. But as you look through society, everything becomes a veil over us, and they use the term person quite loosely. And in our states, it says a driver is a person, a taxpayer is a person, A contractor is a person, and these persons is a change in status to what a man is, and a man is complementary of both man and woman. In our state, in California, in my state, back in the 50s, they changed the term man to person. People would think, well, that didn't do much, but it really did do something, because if you look at the true meaning of person in the century-old dictionaries, it'll say a person is one who wears a veil. It's your status. We're not supposed to have statuses. We're supposed to be in a land where everyone has equal rights as everyone else, liberties. And what applies to one person applies to every person. If one group of people are given a certain right, all people are entitled to that same right. That's where we came from. That's our heritage.
You mean my right for Obama phones and government food stamps?
Oh, absolutely. That's the greatest right on earth, the Obama phone.
You know, I am so sick and tired of hearing people talk about boosting jobs. You know, that's the number one political thing going into this. Here again, we go into another damn cycle of who's going to be president of the U.S.? Who's going to be the CEO in charge of the largest corporation on the face of the earth? And I am so sick to death of this. I mean, and how this is being addressed. You know, not by us, but by everybody else in this country. I mean, it's just ludicrous that, oh, we're going to add drops. Oh, yeah. You got $150 trillion in liabilities. What jobs are you talking about when you were in charge of shipping the jobs overseas? When you were doing these trades and these treaties that just whacked out the basis of this country? And then, if you're still standing, well, let's just make rules and regulations and tax the crap out of you that you can't even afford to even make a profit. If you do, you're damn lucky or extra, 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 extra sharp. And oh, by the way, don't worry. We're going to do things. We're going to have to make you pay for more. So, yeah, we don't care if you cut your full-time employees and make everybody part-time without benefits.
You see, that you hit the bottom line. And first of all, there's two things in society that would have to change if we want to see this nation flourish again.
The money is one.
One has to own the money in his pocket. It can't be owned by another or a artificial person such as the Federal Reserve. One has to own that money outright. The next step is to rid this country of economic control. Let the citizens deem what is right and what is not right to open up businesses, where they can be opened up, who they can hire, what they can produce. Let that on the citizen. Competition is the best serum for creating a very positive circulatory system in the economy.
You know, Ron, you've heard the knocks against the founders and the type of government that was set up. You've heard that.
Yes.
And I have as well. But let me ask the salient and important question. With an honest money system and a medium of exchange that doesn't devalue one day, one month, one year to the next, where are we at here? We're at a point where we're using, I mean, the hell with Bitcoin. Let's just start having businesses just offer credits to us. They put the credits into a special account, and we can spend those credits out of the bank, and any business we deal with will take those credits outside of the federal government. That's doing Bitcoin one better and not selling stuff and making it an investment strategy.
It's a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
By the way, you were on with me, what, last Wednesday, Ron?
Wednesday, yes.
And we're doing like a mini pledge drive trying to catch up with some unpaid bills. And you pledged $1,000.
Correct.
And I do so appreciate that. Let me tell you a little story here, folks, about somebody that believes. And let's see how this squares up with what your thinking is. Larry Pryor, he's been a supporter of this network. I can't even tell you how many years this man's been doing this. The first of each month, we get a check in the mail for $1,500 from this guy.
Wow.
Every single month for years and years. Now, is he a rich man? No, he's not. He made up his mind that I like what these guys are doing and I need to support it. And I don't care what anybody else is doing. This is what I can do. And he's been doing it. You know, I get a call last week from a gentleman that he wanted to double up his contribution. He said, look, I'm doing $40 right now a month, but I want to double that. And then he mentioned he was on a fixed income, Social Security. I said, you can't do that. I will not take that money from you. You absolutely cannot do that. So, there are a lot of you out there that don't want to, and you ain't gonna, no matter what we say, or no matter what we do. I mean, I sometimes get the idea that if Jesus Christ walked into this broadcast booth and sat down in a chair and started to speak on a microphone, that it wouldn't make a damn bit of difference to anybody. They would probably cry foul and go, well, he's a phony. Did you check his ID?
You know, John, I make the contribution because I feel I have to make that contribution. Whether I have the money or not, I will make the contribution. That's how I feel. I'm hoping the listeners understand that too, because I firmly believe if we lose this station, what do we have left? What on earth do we have left? Your individual listeners can call in, they can voice their opinion, they can actively play a role in getting other people to listen to the station. That would help out majorly.
But. Well, folks, again, look, I wished I knew you all by name. I wish I knew all of you personally, because I think that would probably change the paradigm of the relationship. But to many of you, you are nameless and you are faceless. You're there, but I don't know that you're there. You know that you're there, but I don't know. I don't know that you're there because you're anonymous. And so anonymous that never hear from you. So, you know, we're asking people, look, once the station gets big enough that we can sell advertising and cover our costs the way we used to, remember? When we didn't have to do pledge drives. But this is why, Ron, I took all the time to explain to people about how a network runs, how they run, and why so many of these damn things have failed in the last year and a half. It wasn't in 09. It wasn't in 010. It wasn't even in 011. It wasn't even in really in 2012. But the economic situation in this country continues to wear. People are now starting to be faced with higher costs for energy. Hang on to your socks, man, when you start getting those electric bills and going, my gosh, we got to cut down. Well, it's not your usage that's gone up. It's the price of their product that they're peddling that has gone up. And it's going to nip you a little bit here and a little bit there and a little bit over here. Little tiny mouse bites out of your pile of stuff on the table. You turn around, don't pay much attention. You turn back and you look, wait a minute, my pile's dramatically smaller. That's because the little rats keep taking little chunks here and there.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, my thoughts are, if we lose RBN, where do we go for solutions? Where will the remedies come from?
Hell, I'll just go, I'll be a broke beach bum down in Fort Myers where my wife's from.
Yeah, but obviously we have very few stations out there or networks out there that can help bring, once the remedy is focused on, there's only very few that can bring that remedy to the people, American people.
Well, and then bypass the monster machine that is self-destroying itself to begin with.
Yeah.
I mean, these people aren't going to change. You think one day because of economic reasons and they're going to jump out of the box and start telling you the truth? No, these entities are being well greased by the people that control and manipulate everything.
Yeah.
The cost of money, money itself, the value thereof, Wall Street, stocks, gold, silver, don't give a damn what it is. They're controlling or attempting to control it all. They will lose control eventually. But then all you're going to be left with is just a churning pile of burning funk. That's what you're going to be left with.
Yeah, I love the word funk.
Yeah, so do I. Churning urn of burning funk. So, folks, look. I mean, at this point in time, it's in your hands. You know, we're putting people on like Ben Swan. I hope that John B. Wells, he's about a mouse fart away from being on this network. And we're going to keep adding radio programming that we can put out there on the terrestrial stick broadcasters. And that is the only way that I see our way clear here of being able to generate enough advertising to pay the bills and stay on the air. Even though that we've been carefully watching what's been going on in the economy, making plans, best laid plans of mice and men, as they've said before, but we have been moving in the direction that we needed to move in so many different fronts, I can't even list them all. And it's not the fault of this network. Trust me on that one. You know, any more than getting whacked and hacked and taking everything down. Archives, we're hoping to have those restored tomorrow. And you people have been very kind and polite calling the network going, I can't log in. Well, yeah. Yeah. I know why. Oh, okay. After I explain. Oh, okay. And they're almost apologetic that they even called. Well, don't feel apologetic. It wasn't our doing. We didn't self-whack and attack ourselves. That's for damn sure. But we pieced that back together. That's cost us money to put back to rights. So, I mean, you know, folks, it's just the way it is. It is what it is. And it costs money. And we're asking for donations from people. It's that simple. The only question is not if I should, but when should I and how much should I? And not wait till this network or any other network that's worth its salt to go bye-bye. Because those are the days you're going to sit back and you're going to do your woulda, coulda, shoulda. Maybe I should have had a yard sale with all that crap in the garage and maybe taken that donation money. You know, maybe I could have cut down on that and I didn't really need that. Maybe I should have taken that. That's the woulda, coulda, shoulda syndrome. That's what happens when people regret an inaction or they regret not taking a stand or a position and enacting accordingly. So I'm going to leave it in your hands. You know, I could sit here for the next hour and rail, and I'm not going to do that. Because quite frankly, it eats up the time that I have here with Mr. McDonald discussing these legal issues that we're going to get right back into right after the top of the hour break. But, my God, go up to republicbroadcasting.org. Hit that donate button at the top where it says donate. It takes you to the donation page. You want to donate? There's our mailing address up there. Want to do a PayPal? The PayPal thing is up there. You want to do it quick and you want human interaction like so many people crave anymore rather than going to this robotic recordings, endless recordings? Press 3 for this department, and here's your list of choices. If you'd like to repeat up to number 9, well, just hit the button, and we'll repeat them. No, people actually like talking to a live human being, so talk to one today. 800-724-2719. Proudly proclaim that your love for this network and a few bucks to cough up to keep it going. And what we'll do, same thing before, for a $100 donation, T-shirt and a mug, or a year's worth of archives. Yes, Louise, and it is getting repaired as we speak. We'll be back with Ron McDonald, hour 2. With fine-